Both Melbourne University Press and Allen and Unwin refused to publish a book about the increasing influence exerted by China and the ruling Communist Party by Professor Clive Hamilton of Sturt University. Both publishers appear to fear economic retribution from Chinese interests. One thing that Professor Hamilton is concerned about is the amount of revenue and funding that universities derive from Chinese sources. Indeed, in a previous interview, Bob Carr, director of the Australia-China Relations Institute, emphasised that most universities were getting benefit from China.
But no one wants to be without the option of Chinese money.
I asked Professor Hamilton what his reaction was when Melbourne University Press rejected his book.
It was a great shock to me when Melbourne University Press, after a great deal of enthusiasm, declined to publish my book.
What sort of proportion of students are actually coming from China? Is that the reason that universities are particularly touchy on this sort of subject?
Universities are very sensitive to the huge amounts of funding they derive from Chinese students. From some of them, it's 15 to 20% of their entire income stream. Plus, there are large numbers of research and teaching agreements they have with universities in China, which provides another source of cash. And unfortunately, nowadays, universities think like corporations. And so the bottom line, rather than basic principles of academic freedom, are dominant in their thinking.
One of the big exporters, according to many of our economists, is the academic output, and appears to be a lot of that is being derived from China. So given that China is our biggest trading partner, how critical of China can we be without affecting some of our economic interests?
Well, in my view, we should be allowed to say what we need to say without thinking about our trade relationship. I mean, don't democratic rights and our sovereignty as a nation come before our trading relationships? Aren't they kind of, you know, principles that we hold dear to our hearts as Australians, and we're not willing to give them up because Beijing threatens to, you know, take away some students or some tourist flows. That's what Beijing does. It engages in what's sometimes known as geoeconomics, which is basically economic blackmail, which it's used in a very aggressive way against Taiwan and Japan and indeed South Korea. And I think it's only a matter of time before Beijing attempts to blackmail Australia into taking a political or strategic decision in favour of Beijing by taking away some economic benefit. And I think that will be an absolute test case of whether we Australians believe in democratic rights or whether we're willing to sell them off.
Well, we haven't actually signed up to the One Belt, One Road initiative. Do you think we'll end up getting coerced into signing onto that particular project of the Chinese government?
Well, the Turnbull government, to its credit, has said, no, we're not going to sign up to that because we don't really know what it is. There's a lot of evidence around suggesting that One Belt, One Road is actually a way of China gaining strategic influence over the countries that allow it to penetrate.
Well, it sounds like
the Labor Party is more worrying because the Labor Party is making very ambivalent noises about it. So I hope that they will, if they attain government this year or early next, will listen to the intelligence briefings and say, no, we shouldn't go near that.
It does sound a bit like that it is the way to take over the world trade or the transportation of world trade, considering that, the greater part of world trade is to and from China. Is that really all it is?
Oh, no, it's much more than that. Beijing is extremely sensitive about criticism of its human rights record, and for good reason, because its human rights record is appalling and getting worse. Everything from throwing in jail lawyers who defend clients who have been persecuted in China to severe restrictions on free speech in China. The European Union has typically led international criticism of China's human rights record. Beijing or China has invested heavily in Greece in recent years, buying the port of Piraeus, making large loans for infrastructure investments in Greece. Greece, of course, is suffering. And now Greece, last year, refused to endorse the EU dialogue with China over human rights abuses. And as a result, because the EU operates on a, you know, you need unanimous agreement, had to abandon its human rights dialogue with China because Greece refused to participate. And Greece refused to participate because they'd been bought off by China. So this is how they operate. Countries become dependent, politicians become beholden, the business community becomes an apologist for China, and the nation capitulates on matters of principle.
Professor Clive Hamilton from Sturt University, author of a new book on the Chinese Communist Party, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.